During a special library board meeting, Beth Elder offered her resignation, saying she would like the library to move forward.
Being a lightning rod of controversy has detracted from the library's numerous accomplishments during the 3.5 years I have ahead of it.
In a prepared statement, Elder said she has always had just one goal as director, to deliver on the library's promise to provide exceptional service to the community. However, during her 3.5 years in Salt Lake City, she has come under fire by many employees and volunteers for new management changes and what many believed was a lack of communication.
We came to the point where we were really questioning if we were comfortable still volunteering actually at the library, given the state that it was in.
That's Janine Marlowe, president of the Friends of the City Library, a volunteer fundraising group that has raised more than $1 million for the library over the past 10 years. She addressed the board almost 2 weeks ago, saying enough is enough.
It was very hard to ignore the problems with the morale, with people quitting.
Library Board President Kevin Warner did not let the meeting adjourn without thanking Elder for her service and acknowledging her help in the building of two new libraries and keeping a balanced budget. He says a temporary director will be in place for 6 to 12 months while the board looks for another permanent director.
That will be a national search. It will be very open for input from the community, from staff, from the friends, from all the library patrons. And we're looking to bring in another director that thinks strategically about library issues, big picture, and can move us forward in a very positive direction.
Current assistant director Deborah Ehrman has been named acting director of the library in the meantime. The board also voted to ask the Salt Lake City Council for an audit of the library in order to see how to better improve communication and update policies over the coming months. Elder will receive 6 months' pay plus benefits following her resignation, along with a $25,000 bonus as severance. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.